Michael, we will start with the good news this morning, because I know you'd spoken extensively with the station here last year. Really concerned, I suppose, about the loss of the blue flag from Tramore Beach. Yeah. It is back.
Yeah, it's good to get it back. You know, Tramore is a summer season town, so it very much relies on the summer season in terms of helping the businesses keep alive, and particularly in the park. The park is a great tourism driver itself, you know, probably 400 odd thousand visitors as well over the year. But the park needs the beach, and the beach needs the park, and Tramore needs the beach and the park. And on a wider basis, the city also needs the beach and the park to do well, because there's a lot of people staying in the accommodation here in Waterford City. So it was great to get the blue flag back. It was terrible to lose it, and there were reasons behind it was lost, as you know, in terms of when the test is taken. So I think the council need to be a little bit sharper in terms of when they do the test. But it's great to have the blue flag back now. I don't know that it's a massive tourism driver, but as optics, it's great to be able to say we have a blue flag.
Of course, which
has a certain connotation to it.
It does. And if you're booking your holiday and you're saying we're coming down the summer, we're going to the blue flag beach, absolutely, and we'll go across the road to the park, yeah, and we'll have fun.
And I think these things are very important, particularly with you know, international visitors. I think we sometimes lose sight of the fact that blue flag, purple flag, and all these other international things, you know, UNESCO heritage site and all these other things are big things in the continent, because a lot of countries have bigger populations, so people do look at those things. After all, when you go away on holiday, you do your research, you go on the Google, you look at Google Maps, you look at what's around your hotel, you look to see what the beach is like. So look, rest assured, people are doing that when they're coming to Waterford. And it's a thing that I've always said we need to make more of. We need to talk all the good things that we have up. We're still a little bit negative in terms of what we do tourism-wise. Since the Crystal went and the council decided we're going to be a tourism destination, there's a huge outdoor strategy going on just now. So there's issues around the blue flag, the car parking, which we'll talk about, provision of toilets, etc. So if we're going to drive an outdoor tourism destination for Waterford, we have to get everything right. And everything has to be right, and the council have to play their part in doing that as well.
Absolutely. And in terms of business, it's leaving cert and exam weather, which always means the amusements are back.
Yeah, we're open 7 days. We started 7 days from Saturday. It's very quiet these first 2 weeks, but we open because there are still people around Tramore, and it's a lost leader for us the first 2 or 3 weeks of June. But we do realise that if people are coming, they have to do something. So it's mainly the kiddie rides that are open here at the moment. And then when the exams are finished, we'll have brilliant sunshine, we'll have wonderful temperatures, and then the whole of Tramore will be...
You're painting a lovely picture here.
I'm a very positive person.
I was reminded yesterday morning, I said to my daughter, because she's on holidays now, and I said, what are you doing this summer, or what are you doing today even? Yeah. Oh yeah, I was texting my friends, and we might go down the amusements, and I thought, oh God, last year, Michael, I kid you not, every morning, Mum, can I have €20?
Yeah.
And the next day, Mum, can I have €20?
But you're doing it right, you see, because it's like all these things. And it's not actually happened this year, but we will, you know, get people saying, oh Jesus, it's very expensive. But as a parent, I've got two very elderly children. they're 28 and 25 now, so they're a bit older. So I say it's a great learning thing for the kids to get a value for money. So if you're a mum and dad, you simply say to your child, there's 15, 20 euros. It's yours to spend. Once you spend it, that's it, done and dusted. Mm-hmm. Give them an idea and the value for money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that way the child then decides what ride he or she is actually going to physically go on. And once they've spent it, and you'll find, well, I actually see when parents, because I love going out and talking to people in the park, so I actually see when parents do that, the kids appreciate the money more. And you can see them going around asking the cost how much it is, and working out in their own head. So they're doing a bit of maths, they're doing a bit of socialising, they're doing a bit of talking because they're talking to the people in the boxes. So I think overall it's a good thing to do and say, that's what you've got. Once it's spent, that's it, done and dusted.
It is, because I've nothing left after that.
Exactly right. I'll go back to the ATM and get some more.
Yeah. I have to say, though, for anyone going to Tramore, everybody listening will agree, there's nothing like going to Tramore, grabbing a few fish and chips, and then, you know, indulging in the amusement
park. Yeah, it's good. Now, I've been there since 2007, my fifth season there, so we've sorted the park out. It's full of CCTV now. I run it like the old venues I used to run, so there's two doors in and out. They used to be open to everyone, which is very hard to control. We got rid of all the missers. It's privately owned. So a lot of people think it's council owned. So I have great sport with people when I'm telling them they can't come in. They think they can just wander in with a bottle of beer or whatever it is. So we've tidied it all up. It's probably the safest, or one of the safest, outdoor venues for families in the whole of Ireland now. It's really well policed. To a certain extent, over the weekend, we had a parent lose a child who happened to be called Michael, strangely enough. And I heard the mother and father in a panic as I was wandering around. So I asked the dad what was going on. We'd lost a little boy, Michael, straight on the radio, two security at each gate. If you see a little boy wearing a red hat, tractor t-shirt on, I think it was a Massey Ferguson tractor, blue shorts, red hair, don't let him out. And the child
brilliant.
Was found within 5 minutes.
That's super.
So it's a very, very safe place to come now. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a family-orientated place, and we get the families in the daytime and then some of the teens and stuff in the evening. But all the messing and the messers, they've all stopped. It's all been stopped, and it's probably one of the safest venues to take your kids now. So
we're going to talk about parking, because if you're on social media, you'll probably have seen some of the posts pop up online about parking meters in Tramore. Now, just to set a historical sort of a stance here, a couple of years ago, we lost the summer permit. That's so if you lived in Tramore, probably you bought a permit to park along the prom there for the summertime. It was quite affordable, and that went a couple of years ago. This year, something new has been introduced. What do these look like, Michael?
Yeah, the loss of the summer pass was a big thing, because I think it's a great thing for Tramore. People in Tramore support the Tramore businesses throughout the year. So the car parking you have to pay from the 1st of June through to the end of August. There was an idea a couple of years ago to introduce that from April, which would have just killed all the business at the start of the year. So thank goodness pressure was put in the council just to go to keep it from June to the end of August. So they've introduced that now. Now, before it was the old machines, which were all just money, you popped your money in, and now there's new machines which thankfully take money and a card as well, but they're digital now, so they've got a very small screen that's probably half the size of one of those tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually, when you asked me to come on, I went out to have a look at the machine, and when you go to the machine looks as though it's off, because it's obviously got a screensaver on it or something.
Okay, so it's kind of touch-activated.
Yeah, it's touch-activated. And there's a whole load of the alphabet and put your money in and things. And when they were first introduced at the weekend, again, I wander around the whole of Tramore, and I wander outside the park to look in just to mm-hmm. keep an eye on the stuff, mm-hmm. make sure everyone's behaving. I'm sure I like an old headmaster. Anyway, so I wander around, and I talked to at least four elderly people who were running up and down, looked as though they were in a panic. They knew the car parking had been introduced, but they were telling me they couldn't find a meter that worked. So I said to them, well, come back to this one. So I took one elderly gentleman back to a meter, and I said, is this the one that's not working? He said, yes, this isn't working. I said, it is working. It's a touch screen one. So I pressed the touch screen for him to try and for the whole process. And then I said, now, what's your registration on your car? And he went, I have no idea what the registration
is. I think most people probably...
So you have to put your register your car in. Yeah. And there's a reason behind this?
Well, the reason behind this, I think, but you have to get onto the council. So before, when, as everyone does across the whole of Waterford, you buy your day ticket. Now, the parking is good value. So it's €2 for the whole day, which I think
great
is
value.
Very, very good value. And in the city, it's €3.60, which I also think is very, very mm-hmm. good value. But what you did was you came in for the day, if you were going to be more than an hour or so, so you paid for the whole day. And as you were driving out, you handed your ticket. You did the good Samaritan.
Of course, as we all do. Yeah.
Everyone does. You hand the ticket to the next person looking for your spot. But because we're now having to put a registration on the ticket, I would assume that's to stop the ticket being handed on to
no transfer.
Because if
no
you
transfer.
Have the ticket up and it doesn't match
small
your
print, actually, Michael probably suggests
I
that.
I think probably right. So probably what we were all doing in the past was probably wrong, but nobody knew because of the... So I think from a PR point of view for the council, I think that's a bad thing to do, because everyone enjoyed handing the ticket mm-hmm. on, and it was a thing that we all did, and it kind of gave everyone
quite a neighbourly thing to do.
A neighbourly thing. So I think that's one of the issues they have. But I think the whole communication around the new thing, and I took a photograph of one, as I said, it was coming yesterday, and the writing is minuscule on the
damn
thing. It's very hard to read it, and if you're not used to technology, it's a very, very difficult thing to touch it. And the other thing I thought of as well, and I see it in the city's car park things, there's sometimes a QR code on the car mm-hmm. Thing to then get the app. There's a parking app, but there's a massive scams goes on in the UK at the moment where people are sticking another QR code onto the car parking app, and you're going on it and put your data in, and you're spending money, and the money's going mm-hmm. to someone else. And there's no, I just wonder around the security around that, what's physically been done about that. But in terms of, so where we are now in Tramore, they've all these new machines, they've all gone in, and everyone's starting to be parking. And there was people with tickets getting tickets issued yesterday. Yeah. So I think the the council are being, I think, a little bit overly aggressive in issuing tickets. Mm-hmm. Instead of the traffic warden going up to people and catching people and saying, you know, there's new machines.
Yeah, we're rolling it out. It's brand new.
Yeah, so I think around the whole PR thing, there's just a little bit. And then the other issue is it's different in Tramore from whatever city from Dungarvan. So if you're used to shopping in the city and you then come into Tramore or Dungarvan and come in, Dungarvan gets the first
half an hour free, I think. Yeah.
And in the city, you don't get anything free. And so I think people are just confused. So I think it needs to be something across the board that's the same right across the board. But in terms of, I don't physically object to the charge because you have to make... You have to pay for it somewhere. The other side of the coin is, and when I had another hat a few years ago, there's a lot of money made in the car parking and you just have to wonder where that's been reinvested. If that's invested back into the communities where the money is taken, then that's fine. If it goes into the big coffers of the council to pay for something else, I think that's a bad thing.
Look at your starting this morning.
Offhand,
never get a flowery answer from me.
Okay, so you're caught transferring the ticket or whatever else. What's the fine at the minute? What is it?
I don't know how that works because but there was a lot of tickets issued yesterday, I think, for not having a ticket. Mm-hmm. Because the other thing I noticed in Tramore is I think there are less car parking machines. So on the main prom where our main gate is on the strand there as you come down by the toilets, from the corner of the toilets down to Dooley's, I don't think there's actually physically a machine. You've got to go back across the road and out towards the donut bar.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think where
unless
the machines
you know
are... you know it's there. And signage is very small as well. I looked at that yesterday. So it's literally an A4 piece of paper up high up on a pole saying these are the parking times. I think if you've introduced the new machines, a new way of doing it, you need a little bit of PR around that. Maybe some signs against our fence to say to people, car parking meter this way, we've no problem. Mm-hmm. We've no problem with that. I just think the communication around it's been not great.
A little bit rushed, perhaps. Yeah, if anybody from the council is listening this morning, some very valid points we made here from Michael Garland. Perhaps you might pay heed. I know he'd appreciate that. And he came not empty-handed. Michael never comes empty-handed. He has given us not one, but two free booklets of park rides. Michael, how much are we talking each?
So they're worth roughly €45 each. So there's 10 vouchers in there for 10 free rides. If you went on the Flume, for instance, €4.50, so you get 10 rides for
free.
That's
incredible. If you'd like to get your hands on one of these books, there's two to give away, simply WhatsApp us in the word blue to mark the arrival of the blue flag, 083 333 975, and we will pick two winners out of the hat this morning. Michael Garland, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Great chatting, Michael. Listen, I hope you have a great season.
So do I.
You'll see me and you'll see my child anyway.
You're all welcome.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
No problem. Bye-bye.